This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Who's your favorite rock star? You have Prince.
Morris. Bruce.
Prince.
Bruce.
Bruce Levine.
Just had a text from Bruce Levine.
Hi, Bruce.
Noted baseball aficionado. Been around town for a long time.
Score Baseball Insider.
Bruce, I really do appreciate the way you communicate up front, transparent, direct. And you've been doing it for years. Happy to come on your show anytime. It doesn't matter if you're in Chicago or New York or L.A. or whatever. Like, I enjoy talking to you. And Matt, it was good to talk to you today.
Thanks, Kate.
Covering the Cubs and White Sox for more than 30 years.
Can I ask you a question about that?
I'm going to go through my speech.
Yes, sir.
Take a look at it.
With the idea that...
And the essence of Bellinger. I think every team wants it on their vanity. Bruce, you step on my lines once more. And I'm telling you, you're the back of the group.
Bruce Levine.
Spiegel guy.
What's his first name?
With Spiegel at home.
Is that your station?
I don't know.
On 670 The Score.
Joining us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline is Bruce Levine. Download the Circa app today.
Hello, Bruce.
Hello, Bruce.
Hello, guys. How's everything going in Chicago?
I was doing fine. I was on vacation, and I get back, and I hear, hey, you know, Bruce didn't shout you out with counsel during the conversation about
I
the
did.
Show. And I was like,
I did.
And I was like, not my guy that I
Wait
would
a
consider
minute.
A
didn't
mentor.
They play the tape did they play the tape for you?
They did.
Okay.
I know.
What did I tell counsel?
Well, we could play it again.
You said.
Oh, no, we lost.
Right?
With that, Bruce,
is that right?
You're breaking up a little bit. Say that again,
sir. Say that again.
I said it's Lawrence Holmes, right? Along with Speaks.
I don't think we heard that part of it, Bruce.
He might have said that part
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, maybe we just didn't have that part of it.
I did.
All right.
I said, do not call him Larry. Do not call him Larry.
So that's where counsel got it from, not from his old days of listening to the station.
All
is forgiven.
Because when I talked to counsel a couple days after that, he said, yeah, don't call me Larry. He got that from you, Bruce Levine.
Yes.
All right, then
I'm just
we are
trying to keep him straight.
Good, keep him straight, Bruce. Now I'm back on Team Levine.
Right.
Now we're back, baby.
Right.
Yeah,
because I mean, because I talk
so
with Bruce
easy to get canceled.
I talk
I've
with
been
Bruce so much
so many
about
times on our own station.
I know, but I mean, look, you and I have had countless conversations about the manager's show and how you like how I've done the manager's show with the previous two managers. So that's all.
Absolutely. I don't think there's any question about that. No, I try not to run afoul of any teammates, but you know, as you do your journalism thing and your reporting thing, some people are just not going to like you and your stuff. That's just the way it is.
That's no, just the way it goes.
That's life.
And then as we do our score thing, as you know, Bruce.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm still treated like I'm working at ESPN. You know, it's no different. You know, it's like that guy down the dial. Oh, by the way, he does his show here on Saturday. Yeah, that's me.
No.
See, it's fun.
I love the challenges of Chicago radio. It's one of the great gifts that I've had in my life. I'm sure you guys feel no different.
I think that he's right, and I think we didn't do our journalism thing.
Yeah, maybe we didn't. Maybe we
did not.
We actually did our score thing. That's the problem.
He's right.
Yeah.
Bruce is right about all of that.
Understood,
so,
Bruce.
So, Bruce, why don't we add some journalism to the score stuff? What's going on with the Cubs infield as far as injuries go?
Yeah, so, you know, Matt Shaw is on his way to playing in his first Cactus League game on Sunday. He's been struggling since February 5th with an oblique issue. And, you know, as we know, as we've learned in baseball, obliques usually take 3 to 4 weeks minimum for them to clear them and be able to come back, whether it's a pitcher or a hitter and play. And so Shaw has been fully cleared to go full out starting on Sunday. He'll be playing, and it's a big story moving forward, because it's not just Matt Shaw, the Cubs third baseman, it's Matt Shaw, the rookie third baseman, that has to show he can handle the position. He's only had a year and a half in the minor leagues after being a number one pick, and you know, it's really... Sorry for the seventh inning stretch here. It's Kerry Wood on video, by the way. They have to figure out if he can handle the position.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Question next is, does he go to Japan where they're only going to play an exhibition game and 2 games in an 8 or 9 day period? Or does he stay back here and get reps and get ready for the real opening day, which entails 160 games rather than the 2 fun games in Japan?
Well, it's a good question, Bruce. 3 strikes, you're out of the game. So let's get some runs in Japan. And the way to do that with the bats might be different than the best way to get the defense at second base and third base. No Nico Horner for Japan. We know that today. Now, if there is no Matt Shaw, how do you suspect they line up at those two positions if you had to pin it down today?
Well, it's three guys, Bruhan, Workman, and Birdie. All new guys. Workman is a guy, a Rule 5 guy from Detroit. They got to keep him on the roster all year or offer him back to Detroit for, I think it's $75,000. Got a big left-handed swing and has home run power. Can play second, third, right field. When we've talked to counsel, he said more about third base, meaning a left-handed bat at third. So it's likely to see him there. Birdie, you know, a veteran guy that's been a starter for many years with the Marlins. He's likely at second. Bruhan can play second, short, third. And then there's Nicky Lopez all the way around, too. Not a lot of those guys can play shortstop, except maybe Bruhan and Lopez. So there's a battle for three spots among those four guys and three spots as to how Council is going to pick out the second baseman and third baseman for the two Japanese games.
So Gage Workman, the former Tiger, the Rule 5 pick, and Vidal Bruhan, who's a 27-year-old middle infielder, fast guy they got from the Marlins when he was DFA'd down there. They traded Matt Mervis for him, jumped into the 10-day period to grab Bruhan. So that was a choice, and they gave up something to get it. That makes a lot of sense. Do you think Nicky Lopez makes this roster opening day, Bruce?
He's really the only shortstop. Let's say Swanson goes down for a week, right? I think Lopez can handle second, short, third for a week for anybody. He's a seasoned guy. He's not going to shake. I think that gives him a leg up on the others. Bruhan can play short, but I think Lopez is a better value there. He's not going to hit a lot. But he's going to add to your team, you know, a veteran that can go in there and play a position while your starter is out of the lineup. I don't think you're going to Nico Horner if he starts the season and then automatically just switch him to shortstop. So they're going to have a backup shortstop. And unless somebody from waivers is better than the guys they have right now, you know, toward the end of spring training around the 20th, 25th of March before the season starts, all of a sudden you see the Brewer, you know, the waiver wires working and you can pick somebody up that's better. That's pretty much the mix right now.
All right. Well, Bruce, we appreciate you keeping us updated and reminding us that we need to get the whole story before we go off half-cocked. We appreciate you, sir, and thank you very much.
Guys, have a great day.
Thanks, Bruce.
That's Bruce Levine.
Off the grudge list.
Yeah.
And back, well, and he was on the guest list even while on the grudge list.
Now you're on it.
Yeah.
You started this.
Somebody's always got to be on it. That's how it works.
It can't be empty.
No, it can't be empty.
It can't be empty.
Grudge list not allowed to be empty.
Or else I can't live. You know?
Whatever fuels you, man.
Someone's got to do it. But it does seem like the right amount of days or games at third base for Justin Turner is zero.
I think, yeah, there's some options there. I got to Workman.
But it's nice to know that in some sort of freak emergency, Justin, go get your mitt and get us out of this game. You know what I mean? Like if something happens, you're like, we got to get everyone up out of here, then that's fine.
Yeah, I'm going to deem the situation better than the one 2 years ago in right field that freaked me out that I brought up last segment when Saya couldn't go. There's a pile of options who can actually play the position in terms of Workman and Bruhan and Nicky and Birdie. That's four.
It's so funny, too, because I when they got Nicky Lopez, I was like, I don't know if he's going to make this team.
Yeah, I wasn't sure either, but there is no backup shortstop.
There is none. It's a really good argument by Bruce. Let's take a break. When we come back, let's get back to talking football. NFL style, should the league get rid of the tush push? And who's actually against this? We'll discuss that next on The Score.